Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We visit on Tuesdays at this time with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at their Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, welcome back.
Thank you, John. I, too, watched the Jets game for the exact same reason you did, only I turned it on about 5 minutes after Rodgers went out.
Oh.
So when I turned the game on, there's Zach Wilson under center for the Jets. I'm like, oh, no, this can't be good.
Yeah, no kidding. It wasn't.
Oh, man. So, you know, this Achilles injury that that Aaron Rodgers has, and he's 39 years old. It is a very difficult injury to come back from, even if you're 29 years old.
Really?
So I'm going to be concerned about his ability to come back and be the same. Now, they say he's out the whole season now. So he has a year to rehab, and, you know, these guys obviously get the very best in physical therapy and exercise physiology. But Achilles tendon ruptures are really, really difficult to come back from, particularly as one gets older. And, John, you might remember the same injury occurred to Kobe Bryant. He ruptured his Achilles, and he was pretty advanced in his career. And Kobe was able to come back, which was pretty amazing that he was able to do that. But Kobe was amazing in so many ways.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see now what happens to Aaron Rodgers.
And especially when you consider how a basketball player plays, you know, jumping, all the exercise the Achilles gets, maybe you could sort of exercise your Achilles a little less if you were a quarterback as opposed to somebody making jump shots. By the way, when you rupture your Achilles, do you tear it off your heel or off your calf? Where is the tear?
It's almost always from the calf.
Boy, that sounds painful.
Because where it's attached to the heel, it's really attached. It's like, you know, think about super glue and then some. So it's almost always up in the calf. And it can be a pretty brutal injury. People who've had this happen just talk about how miserable they are. And then you can't weight bear for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
I imagine that he was in a lot of pain, but you could tell, if nothing else, he knew it was over. The resignation in his voice or in his face, you could just tell that he knew something had happened that was dramatic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, before I came on, Pete and I were talking about how much money he made for four snaps this year. So he was going to make $36 million, John, this year. So the Jets paid him effectively $9 million a snap. That's amazing.
You know, another bit of math on that is that if he took 60% of the snaps over the course of the season for the Jets, then that means that Green Bay gave up a very prize-worthy commodity, and they would get a first-round pick from New York if Rodgers took 60% of that team's snaps. Well, clearly that's not going to happen, so it's also costly in that way to Green Bay. They may say, well, we're glad that, you know, we didn't have to suffer that injury to our starting quarterback, but there were consequences for the Packers as well. One last injury question, Doctor, and then I want to talk about the virus and the vaccine. Pickleball injuries, we said this week, according to CNN, may cost Americans $377 million in health care costs this year. 86% of emergency department visits due to pickleball injuries occurred in people over 60 years old. And get a load of this. There will be around 67,000 emergency room visits due to that popular sport, 366,000 outpatient visits, 9,000 outpatient surgeries this year, all because of pickleball. You surprised?
No. I'm sorry that I'm laughing to anyone who's been injured while playing pickleball, but I saw this coming. When my friends, who are among the first pickleball players, started to play, I'm thinking, people in their 60s and 70s, it's wonderful that they're getting out, that they're playing a game that they like, they're getting that physical activity, but it was an accident waiting to happen. John, we've been seeing many, many patients come into our emergency department from the northern suburbs with pickleball-related injuries. It's a very common occurrence. It makes sense. People are making movements that they haven't made in a long time. And I don't know if you play pickleball, John, but I've watched some pickleball games that are very, very competitive. So I'm not surprised. I hope people who play pickle now will think about what it is that they're doing and learn how to minimize the potential for injury.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, the CDC was supposed to decide today who should get the new shots, right?
Yeah, so the CDC has a committee called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. They're meeting right now, John, as we speak. I believe they're about to take public comment this morning. In their morning session, they heard from CDC staff, various scientific reporting and information. They've had a discussion about how to advise the CDC director, Dr. Cohn. Now they'll hear from the public, and I would expect that early this evening we will get the information from the CDC director on the recommendations on how to use the vaccination that was approved by FDA yesterday.
Any surprises? I mean, won't they say if you're over 60 or immunocompromised, like always?
They will. They will. It's going to be interesting what they say, perhaps, about younger men, you know, the 18 to 35-year-olds. As you recall, there was a small amount of inflammation of the heart in some young men from the mRNA vaccine. What are they going to say about those folks? Because if you're a healthy young man, you're at low risk of getting severely ill from COVID. So I'm going to be interested to see how they deal with that. But I think, John, for the people who really need to get the vaccine, those of us who are over the age of 60, 65, people who have chronic medical illnesses, the immunocompromised, definitely they're going to say get the vaccine, and I hope people do.
How soon will it be available?
Yeah, so it's already been shipping. The pharmacies, clinics, some doctor's offices will be getting it over the next couple of weeks. I think we'll be hearing from CVS and Walgreens that they have it and they're ready to go probably within the next week to 10 days.
Should I concern myself with matching this vaccine with the provider of the previous ones I've had, both originally and the boosters, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, et cetera?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. You don't have to get a vaccine that's made by the same manufacturer.
And if I may, Doctor, while we're just on that trend or thought, it's just one booster, though, right now that we're talking about?
Right. So don't even think about this one as a booster. Think of it as the seasonal vaccine against COVID, the same way we think about influenza.
Please ask the doctor about reactions to the RSV vaccination. I had mine yesterday, and I've had chills and aches all day. I'm very tired. Is this normal?
Yeah, it's normal. It happens. I would tell that listener that those are the most frequent complaints when people get the RSV vaccine. Frankly, it's the same most common complaints that we get from people from pretty much any vaccine, right, John? You get the flu-like feeling, you're achy, you're fatigued.
The shingles, forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. But what that means, I mean, this listener, you should realize this is a good thing because it means that your body is really reacting to that vaccine and you're going to get a nice response. Now, if you don't get those symptoms, that doesn't mean you're not getting a nice response. But when you do have those symptoms, you can be pretty certain your body's doing what we need it to do when you get the RSV vaccine.
So is this the first year that you would say we are regarding the COVID vaccine as the seasonal shot like the flu? I don't remember us talking about it in those terms last year.
Yeah, you know, Jim, we've learned so much about this virus over the last, what is it now, 3.5 years. Oh, my. Think about that. this virus is with us. It's not going to go away. And we're going to have to learn how to deal with it in the long term. So certainly at this point, the idea that we get at least a seasonal vaccine against COVID to keep us from getting very ill makes a lot of sense. And that's what we're going to hear from CDC later today.
Going to Europe at the end of the month, doctor, to protect myself. I got a shot 1 month ago. This listener says they got a shot 1 month ago. Can I take this new one as well? I want protection. 5 exclamation points.
No, it's too soon. Don't go get another vaccine right now. You're going to have nice coverage from what you got. And you should be able to go and have a nice vacation in Europe.
How long after receiving the new vaccine would it be advisable to schedule eye surgery, in this case cataracts? But should that be a concern, the difference between surgery and getting the vaccine?
I'm not concerned at all about you having your cataract surgery. I just wouldn't want you to still be having any kind of reaction to the vaccine. So make sure there's at least a week between when you got the vaccine and when you're having the surgery.
How contagious, one of our listeners says, is this new form of COVID? It's funny, we don't even think or talk so much about that, but are we still on the same quarantine regimen, et cetera, doctor?
CDC recommends that. If somebody has COVID, stay home for 5 days. Don't go out. The next 5 days, wear a mask. That's been the recommendation now for about a year, a little bit longer, and I suspect we're going to continue to hear that.
Yeah, boy, it's funny. What was it? We always used to say 5 days from the onset of symptoms. Is that what you just said, doctor?
Yes, the 5 days from onset of symptoms, regardless of when you test, that's day zero, and that's when you start to count.
But then after 5 days, if you're still symptomatic, then you should mask or you know, not be near people. But if you feel and are acting fine, then you're fine. Is that true also?
Yeah. Well, the CDC still recommends wearing a mask when you go out for 5 additional days through day 10. That's the recommendation.
Okay, real quick. I have COVID right now, mild cold symptoms. How long will it take before I can get the new vaccine? If I've got COVID now, how long do I have to wait to get the vaccine?
At least 3 months. Most experts in this talk about 3 to 6 months. I believe if you're older, 3 months makes a lot of sense. By the way, during those 3 months, you're really in a good place. Your body is having a robust reaction to the infection, and you're going to have really good protection for at least the next 90 days.
Doctor, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll visit again, sir.
Okay, John. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.